Walter Liniger is a Swiss-born American blues expert and musician. He's in Switzerland this weekend to teach the harmonica and the blues to a convention of Swiss postal managers. Now, why a room full of yodeling Swiss people who deliver the mail would need to learn this indigenous American art form is a question we'll pose to Mr. Liniger himself, who joins us. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
And why and what are you teaching these folks?
Well, I guess, you know, the blues is a music that deals with a lot of pressure on people. It forces us to keep moving in spite of adversities. You know, the postal service in Switzerland has stiff competition from private enterprises. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these managers are worried about their jobs.
And the blues can help them handle all this?
I'm not sure, you know, that the blues can, but I'm sure their breathing can. You know, when you play the harmonica, you have to assume quite a bit of control over your own breathing. It's kind of just helpful to be able to back away from the problem you're confronting.
And how do you teach this to folks? I mean, they each get a harmonica? Oh, my gosh. How many hundreds of people in a room do you have learning the harmonica at the same time?
Yes, right now, I think it was 385, and they all receive harmonicas. So I simply told them, go to hall number two and breathe in, and then we did this. And then I said, now go to your left, blow out, move back to the center. And then we learned a train whistle, and basically what we put together is like three distinctive sounds. Mm-hmm. And then they even did some singing, and they seemed to enjoy that. I mean, some of them actually got bored with a lot of the speakers and started playing the harmonica while the guys were talking.
I hope somebody's got a tape recorder going.
It is really funny. You get close to 400 postal managers, and they all have their gray suits, and I have not been able yet to have them loosen their ties. But I think tonight they're out on a boat ride till about 11 o'clock, and there'll be a rock band playing at the bar till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's when the blues begin, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I told them the first session is at 8:30 in the morning, and even if they're down on their knees, that's when we really see if the blues is going to work.
Do you think you'll be so successful, Mr. Liniger, that there's any possibility that the Swiss Army knife people will have to start including small little harmonicas in the handle?
Man, that's a good idea. I never thought about that, but I'll pass this one on. You know, I mean...
Sure, I mean, yeah. along with the nail file, the microscope.
We should keep the compass in there so they can find their way out of the holes in the cheese.
Mr. Liniger, you're very, very kind to talk to us, and good luck in your work, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. Thank you.
Bluesman Walter Liniger of the University of South Carolina's Institute for Southern Studies. 22 minutes before the hour.